Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. Do you guys have a movie recommendation? Are you still digesting the last episode of your favorite show? NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour is a great conversation about the very best things to watch, read, and listen to. Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Find it now at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app. This is the
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. Felix Contreras is out. I'm Jasmine Garz. And with us is one of Alt Latino's favorite DJs to have on the show, DJ Oscar Enya.
Hola, Jasmine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And we are right in the middle of LGBT Pride Month. We're going to go into some of Oscar's work with the community later on. But for now, Oscar, what are we listening to?
This is MC Transnita with COVID. E aprende beleza é fundamental e isso é para poucos. Brilho não é para todas, sucesso não é para todas. E aprende beleza é fundamental e isso é para poucos.
That beat never gets old, man.
Right? Well, at least for me, you know, like, it's not every day that you listen to Funk Carioca in New York City.
Yeah.
Although, like, a lot of DJs have been sampling it a lot.
And Funk Carioca, for listeners who don't know, is funk. Well, Carioca is anything from Rio de Janeiro. So it's Rio de Janeiro funk. I want to tell listeners a little bit about the DJ work that you do, because you're a very prolific DJ. It's kind of almost hard for me to keep up with all the parties that you're working, but you have one that is kind of your baby. It's your project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit more about Papi Juice.
Its mission is to celebrate queer and trans people of color. We do so by putting a lot of value in the beauty and music and cultures of people of color. When you asked me to do this show, I thought immediately, you know, Pride was actually the Stonewall riot, right, of 1969, which was a riot against police brutality. And it was spearheaded by trans women of color and other female-identified folks. And so I sort of wanted to sort of pay homage to the groundbreaking women that help us, like, lead the way. We're gonna listen to La Jordan Recoqueo next. Dime Garufo, no vamos para Recoqueo. Oigan, la caverna. Recoqueo. This is traditional music from the Dominican Republic, or the DR. It's like real dembow. Dembow is usually, there's usually a lot of like male artists.
Oh, yeah.
And so to hear them in all their like femme glory just go off in their songs is like super exciting to me.
What is recoqueo?
You know what? I actually don't know.
Oh, good. So I don't feel so like uncool. So I guess that's like a shout out to our Dominican listeners. What does galufa mean, and what is recoqueo?
I'm pretty sure recoqueo is something a little bit naughty.
Okay. This song is like every Latin music festival, like rolled into, and soccer game, rolled into one song.
This is Bikini Weather Corazón in Africa by Princess Nokia.
She's really one of my favorite artists right now. So complex. Even with this song, she's telling so many of her personal stories. From that Que Bonita Bandera sample to this sample coming up right now, it's Love and Happiness by La India, actually. And then, so she's told us about her Puerto Rican or New Yorican roots. Now she's moving on to her Taino roots. And then she's gonna move on to her Afro-Latino roots.
Gente que me aman, magia resonando, Mi corazón en África.
Now let's listen to Gasolina, not Daddy Yankee's Gasolina, but by an artist, Bunny Michael Nature, S-L-U-T. And let's just listen to it, because it's a very interesting take on the reggaeton hit that kind of put Daddy Yankee on the mainstream map.
By the light, right inside at this
take a break from the music for a second and tell you guys that I am still reeling from the Game of Thrones season finale. I'm not going to give it away in case anyone hasn't seen it yet, but if you'd like to talk more about stuff like season finales and movies and how hot Jon Snow is, NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour is a good conversation about the very best things in our pop culture. Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Find it now at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app. And now let's get back to DJ Oscar Enya's great mix for Pride Month. What do you want to listen to next?
Can we listen to Las Culisueltas?
Absolutely.
Dame Chuculón?
Yes.
De la mano de Latin Mall.
Latin Mall Family. Volumen 1. Caminen con nosotros o corran de nosotros.
¿Quién es eso? Es lo que quiero. Lo que deseo. Cuando te tengo.
Jasmine, did you know this band?
I did not. Where are they from?
They're from Argentina.
I was going to say, this is like a very Argentine cumbia beat.
Right.
And Chuculun sounds like something an Argentine would say.
It's like a candy, but maybe like an erotic candy. I don't know.
It is a naughty reference to a body part and not your ankles.
Media vuelta, a 20 la tete. Sale la cometa, revienta la luneta, dándome ya
I also find there's like a really like beautiful part of the song, like from the Plan B sample in the beginning when they are like quiere sexo, like, and so I think it's really cool that they brought that from the Caribbean to Argentina. I mean, chuculun is kind of a corny word, but I think it's cute, and like again, I think it's really playful and like kind of like a happy song, a little bit naughty too, I'm sure.
That makes total sense now that it's from Argentina. It felt very familiar.
Yeah.
I think it's really pretty cool that in Argentina, like cumbia has gotten a total, you know, doors open to LGBT singers, you know?
Right. And it's the same thing with actually when we talked about that dembow song, Recoqueo, like some of the biggest producers now are working with La Jordan, La Delphi, and other LGBTQ artists. And it's like, there's just like a growing acceptance of LGBTQ people in Latin America, and it's really, really great.
What's this?
This is Venus X, Golden Girl.
I like how you said it to
yeah.
the beat.
Yeah. Beautiful, gorgeous, golden girl. 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 Beautiful. Happy to have Venus X on the show because she's I think one of the most groundbreaking artists right now in New York City and the world, really. She really changed the scene in New York with her party Ghetto Gothic.
What is the party again?
Ghetto Gothic. Right.
Yeah, this is very gothic. I was gonna almost say it has almost like a 90s feel to it.
Yeah, I think with this song, like it's kind of an ode to like the golden days of the 90s and like maybe 80s of like gay and lesbian and or just like LGBTQ community. I think there's a bit strong like reference to the ballroom scene here in New York. Yeah.
Which is, for people who don't know, it's that scene. It was showcased in Madonna's Vogue video.
Madonna was inspired by
that scene.
These communities, yeah, which are communities of color in New York City, Black and Latino, like LGBTQ people, and also low income.
Beautiful, gorgeous, golden girl. Beautiful, gorgeous, golden girl.
So up next is Masters at Work featuring La India with I Can't Get No Sleep. The most amazing part about this song is, for me, it's La India. And, you know, we know her as La Princesa de la Salsa.
Of course.
But her, you know, origin is in New York City house, freestyle and garage music. Again, like such a amazing, complex artist, you know, for her to make that transition from house to salsa. Like, what's the story behind that, you know, like? Amazing, these vocals, just like she would perform this live in clubs. That's how it got famous. Imagine, like, it was truly like a religious experience for people, you know? These vocals really just send you to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get no sleep. Your touch is making me weak. I've got to have your love. Thinking of you, thinking of you. I've got to have your love. I've got to have your love. You're the one, you're the one for me.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap up the show with a track called Petri Christ. And Oscar, tell me a little bit more about this artist.
This song is by Elijah Crampton, and she's a Bolivian-born, West Virginia-based producer. And
but wait. Bolivian-born, West Virginia-based?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know. Again, a very complex, very interesting artist. And so I think Elijah is in line with these producers, right? With producers like Arca, where they are using all these non-traditional sounds and in music and making them into like these beautiful, complex memories. And I think she described the sound of this song best. She said it is an epic psych metalera crunk tribalosa sound.
DJ Oscar Anya, I want to thank you so much for stopping by. I always have such a good time when you come here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm always so, so happy to be here. And I'm really sad I miss Felix. Although, Jasmine, you're amazing, but definitely
he's
miss
here
Felix.
In spirit.
Yeah.
And I want to remind our listeners that they can hear all of the songs we played on this week's show on our website, NPR's Alt Latino. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Let us know what songs you would like to add into the mix of LGBT Pride Month. And Oscar, where can people check you out again?
So I have our big 2-year anniversary for Papi Juice, which is like my baby. It's on Saturday, June 27th here in New York City. And we have an amazing lineup right now. It's a party you definitely won't want to miss. And it is on the weekend of New York City Pride.
I hope I can make it.
Yeah. It'll be really fun. And bring Felix, please.
Oh, I will. He, I have a feeling Felix can vogue. Oscar, Enya, thank you so much for swinging by. I'm Jasmine Garst. Felix Contreras will be back next week. This has been Alt Latino.